We're back on with Ryan McGilvery from the Wildlife Division of the DNR out of Crystal Falls, talking Iron County. And I appreciate you talking grouse and some acorns and deer with us earlier this hour, Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's continue here with the deer talk before we get to the bear and turkey. Have you heard about or been talking to anybody about what they're seeing on the landscape for nice bucks this year?
I've actually seen, you know, between social media and hearsay, I've heard of and seen a few really nice bucks get harvested this year, some really exceptional ones. So they're definitely out there. I imagine we're going to, on a general aspect, see a little bit poor antler development this year because we did have a hard winter last year. It ended early, but the deepness of it and the temperatures we had, we didn't see a lot of mortality on the landscape, but you'll definitely see a little bit in antler development. A lot of their resources and energy went to surviving the winter, so then when spring and summer comes, their goal is to put pounds back on and try to become healthy again for another winter. So a lot of their nutrients and energy that they're taking in doesn't go to antler development. It goes into building their body back up. So I imagine we're going to see a little bit poor antler development as a whole, but again, I have seen some really good areas that have produced some really nice bucks this year. So if they had a good food source through the winter, they're going to be doing all right.
Well, last time we talked to you about 2 weeks ago, we got a bear report from you, which seemed like it was pretty steady Eddie, consistent with last year and the year before that. So how is bear season look like it's going to end up in the Amasaw BMU and any bears you can talk about, significant bears out of the Kearney BMU for that matter?
We're right on par for where we expected it. It tends to even out toward the end of the year. We started a little bit slower, but it seems like it picked up in the middle here, and we're still getting bears harvested. I've heard of some really nice ones coming out of our southern units. One of my check stations down in southern Dickinson County, he gets a few from Menominee County, and we usually see some big bears come out of there, and that cropland and farm country there, they're really able to put on the pounds, it seems like, during the summer in those cornfields. So we had a few big ones come in. I heard of one that came in that was pushing 400 pounds, so that's a really, really good bear. It's just an exceptional bear. But we look like we're going to be right on par for the past years.
All right, let's finish up with a little turkey talk, which is, you know, not something that everybody gets involved with. And I think a lot of people buy tags just hoping they might stumble on one while they're deer or grouse hunting or something. But fall turkey hunting is a different scenario than the spring, and maybe you could differentiate between the two.
Yeah, so in springtime is when they're breeding, so you're able to call to them and get them to react a little more, and you're able to call a tom in. A little bit more fun, I think, and a little bit more interactive. I think most people here have the fall tag in their pocket, like you had said, as an opportunity. If they're deer hunting or grouse hunting, they have an opportunity at a turkey, they can do that. In the spring, they can harvest male turkeys only. In the fall, they can harvest any sex. So that's a difference there. Makes it a little bit easier to harvest in the fall. But most of the time, people have as an opportunity. People who really fall turkey hunt, I know one of the strategies is to break a flock up, and then you're able to call the flock back together, pretending to be the lead hen, and kind of bring everyone back in. That's kind of the only way you can call them in the fall. And I personally haven't tried that. Most people spend their time grouse hunting and deer hunting in the fall, so we really don't get a lot of that. But it is a tactic people do use, and I've heard it can work pretty well.
Ryan McGilvery from the Wildlife Division, DNR office in Crystal Falls, and I really appreciate you giving us an update this week, and we'd like to catch up with you again here as we get toward November.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. It's looking like the fall weather's pushing in this next week to 2 weeks here, so I think the woods will really be moving.
This is The Outdoor Show.